This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Blankets of smoke covered the skyline over the Gaza Strip on Tuesday evening as Israel continued its heavy bombardment of the enclave. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Israeli forces bombarded Palestinian refugee camps in central Gaza and issued orders telling residents to evacuate the area Tuesday, signs that the military plans to expand its ground offensive into another section of the besieged territory. Gaza's main telecom provider, Paltel, announced another complete interruption of services. The opening of a potential new battle zone threatens to bring new destruction and displacement in a war that Israel has said will last for months. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Meantime, Israel said Tuesday it would no longer grant automatic visas to United Nations employees, accusing the UN of being complicit partners in Hamas tactics. In the U.S., blizzard conditions in the plains, rain in the Great Lakes, southeast and western northeast. In an AP interview, National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says the forecast for the potent storm affecting much of the country is mixed.
The heavy snow conditions in the plains should be slowly alleviating today, but it'll be very slow. Even when the snow ends, the high winds should keep visibility near zero, whiteout conditions for a decent part of today. But for the east, it really shouldn't be getting much worse.
Pakistan's huge deportation drive has forcibly repatriated scores of Afghans awaiting resettlement in the United States. That's according to an advocacy group and Afghan applicants. For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.